Good evening, everyone. I don't know what we're calling this because
it's a review.
It's a review. Yeah. Again, our naming conventions are all kind of out of whack.
It's an SDGC review. We kind of
call it that.
It is what it is. It's my boy CJ who is the other one here. Hi CJ, how you doing?
Hey, and that other voice is not me. Don't be confused. It's Finn.
It's Finn. It's your boy.
If you're seeing video right now, it's not of either of us.
It's footage of
the new Prince of Persia game, Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown. Real quick, thanks to Ubisoft for sending over a review code. I've spent the last couple days chipping away at this game. Not quite done yet, but you know, I feel like I have enough that I can, you know, talk about. And I'm joined by Finn, who was able to play some of it over at PAX. That's what you said, right?
That's correct. PAX West. Ubisoft had a massive booth dedicated to this game, and I got a chance to get some hands-on, and I walked away just really happy. But I am also a notorious fiend for both Prince of Persia and Metroidvanias.
So I was kind of like
always knew that it was good. This was like Finn core right here. But I'm curious about you because this is not NBA 2K4. 2K24, nor is it a semi-realistic racing game. So I don't know why you chose this review. So
I was confused at first because I wasn't bombarded with like microtransactions or pictures of Allen Iverson decked out. So I was very confused for a second, but then I kind of calmed down. Someone else told me that other games exist, and I was fine. It's like that GIF of Drake and Little Yachty from the music video of like the laptop. That was me for a second. Someone explained that other games exist.
Exactly.
So I guess like real quick, you bring up a good point because you're a big Metroidvania fan. It's funny because I'm not, but I am a huge 2D platformer fan. You know, I'm also a huge action game fan, and I'm kind of a sucker for a lot of like major Ubisoft games, especially the ones that are kind of outside of their standard open world wheelhouse. That like you brought up racing games. Like I'm a huge fan of their extreme sports games. I'm a huge fan of the Rayman games, which this is developed by Ubisoft Montpellier, I think that's how you pronounce it. They developed the Rayman games and Beyond Good and Evil, so this is sort of their division for I guess these kinds of games, right? Like the more unique like 2D games, the more artistic games. I would say, did they develop Rayman? They didn't develop Rayman. They did. Okay, so Rayman Legends, they developed that, which
explains a lot.
So I consider that to be like one of the top three like greatest like modern platformers ever.
Well, that's because it's fantastic.
It's an excellent game, and I don't think Ubisoft has quite reached those heights, right, of delivering a product on like par with that up until now. So Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown, like you mentioned, it's a 2D Metroidvania, side scrolling. But it kind of, you know, tacks on and like has like a lot of great like, you know, other genre flourishes, right? It's not just like a good like platformer, it's also a great action game. It's not just like a Metroidvania. It has so much going for it. My history with Prince of Persia though is a little bit limited. I only played the 2008 game.
Oh wow.
On 360.
Okay.
The Nolan North the cel shaded one, which I love.
Right. Which was a fun ass game. But say the thing about the original. So obviously there's the original Prince of Persia games, which no one really considers when they talk about how much they
Ubisoft,
love.
Right?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, we respect the heritage, but that's never really one of the ones people refer to when they say how much they love Prince of Persia. It's usually traced back to the PS2 Sands of Time game and that subsequent trilogy, Warrior Within. Rough, definitely a downgrade, but then the third part in the trilogy kind of brought it back to form, and those are the ones that are like the ones looked back fondly. And then there was the 2008 cel shaded one, which I thought was really good and should have had more follow-ups, but I've been so excited about this one when it was announced, just because like it feels the Metroidvania concept goes back to the original roots almost of before that was a thing, but like the way it's like a 2D platformer is kind of classic Prince of Persia, but then you add in the combat flourishes of more like Dark Souls, Hollow Knight, Ori type of challenge, and with the parry system, which I think was really well implemented. Now again, I just played a demo at PAX. You have had much more going on with it, so please feel free to jump in and tell me why I've only tipped the iceberg on this one.
So I guess I'll start with like what you said. So you bring up a good point with like combat. It's a full blown action game, right? And I think I mentioned it to you guys where, you know, it plays very, it's a buttery smooth platformer, similar to something like Rayman Legends, right? Where jumping and moving just feels incredibly solid. You don't have a lot of weight to your character, so you kind of move, you're really agile. The main character, the prince, he can jump really, you know, he can jump really high. He can roll, he can run, he can also do a few like dashes in midair. So there's a lot of stuff like that, right? And the combat itself like really harkens back to a lot of like character action games. I played a little bit of Hollow Knight, and that's a great comparison, right? Because it's like what the two components of Metroidvania are obviously, you know, Metroid and Castlevania. So it's interesting to play a game that's so melee focused, right?
Right.
Castlevania, you know, you're using like whips and like you're throwing a lot of stuff, right? It's not as like up close and personal. Metroid, it's a lot of ranged attacks as well. This is very much like, oh, cool. They put like a character action game / Souls game in 2D. The parry system, it's this one, you know, it's this wonderful, wonderful mechanic. Because virtually any, what is it, when enemies glow yellow, that's a move that can be parried. If they're reckless with their attacks, that's a move that allows that allows you to parry them in like with this super move that like eats away a chunk of their health, whether if they're a boss or if they're a, you know, a normal like you know, enemy that's walking around, kills them instantly. So it's little things like that. Apologies if I'm like disorganized. Just there's a lot more game than I expected, which is always a surprise, right? Because it caught me off guard. How packed this is for like a game of this type, right? And I guess it's like my fault for like judging it based on like it being like a 2D game, especially from coming from someone who loves these kinds of games. Let's see, what can I start with? Presentation wise, gorgeous. I'm playing on Switch, looks gorgeous on an OLED, runs at a silky smooth 60 frames per second. Did not notice a single hitch. A few weird black screens in between, going in between rooms. So it's not as seamless as I would have liked, but still nothing like, nothing like detrimental to actually enjoying the game, which I really, really liked. If you're playing on PS5 or Series X, you can get up to like, 4K, like 120 frames, which is right. Absolutely wild. Wild that, again, like they built off the Switch.
Yeah, because the Switch was the main, like you could tell at PAX, because all the builds were Switch. And the fact that it just ran so well, I was like, oh, damn. Okay.
Which is a great thing, because even like if you're a 2D platformer fan for multi-plat games, the Switch sometimes can like struggle, right? And it's a bummer that if that's your main place to play these kinds of games. Not an issue here. Again, combat moves incredibly fast. Cutscenes look great. There's a great sense of style. Not quite cel-shaded, but there's this real... I love the way characters look. Yeah. Really striking and bold designs. Cutscenes. They filter between some really cool, like, you know, in-engine, like, cinematics. There's some cool, like, you know, visual flourishes. Like, for example, if someone gets attacked in, like, a really big way, the entire screen changes color. Someone using a super move... there's like flashes on screen. I love it. Everyone has their own sort of motif. Like the prince is a lot of blue when you attack, like your swords light up blue when you're slashing and things like that. I love the way blood looks. It's like these little, like, you know, cartoonish like splats of blood that that kind of like fly whenever you hit someone. There's like, man, don't you love it when games have like a splat sound effect,
right?
Stuff like that, right? There's a lot of detail. They thought of like everything, right? The way you aim, like your bow, it's animated so well, right? It could have been like a very simple, like whatever. No. Like they took the time to like animate every little move. Like the stuff like that really like was striking out to me. You're watching gameplay right now on like the actual video review. You'll see what I mean, and my words can't do justice to how gorgeous this game looks, especially on OLED, because I've been playing it handheld most of the time. Love it, absolutely adore it in that regard. Like I said before, combat's really smooth, really fast paced. I love you're given a lot of options. You're given a lot of like ways to dispose of enemies. You bring up souls, and again, forgive me for being kind of like a noob when it comes to like Metroidvanias and Souls likes, because I know like the genres kind of influence each other. So you have things like a spot where you rest throughout, like the levels are all interconnected. So you have certain spots where you rest, where you upgrade. I know that's like a common thing, obviously, but just in case you didn't know, that's where you go ahead and like equip new powers, equip new charms that give you certain buffs, whether it's one that I liked was like this blade that like will save you from like death, like a killing blow. So if you're like on the last like bit of life, it'll give you a little bit of, it'll give you like a little health bar, like a little bit of like health of a health bar that you have to go refill at like one of these trees that like are your resting areas. There's even things like status effects. Some enemies will poison you, thus eliminating like your bits of your health. Some will like basically possess you and start eating away your health too. Wild. Did you have any questions, Finn? Because I know, like, again, from your time with the demo, I know that you probably
you touched on this because this does have like an equipment accessory, like passive buff, active buff type of system. Yes. With the amulets and the relics and whatever, and so you have to pick and choose what you want to equip. Oh, at yeah, because like you're given, it completely changes four. Your gameplay style.
Mm-hmm. You're given four slots. Some items take up more than one. So what I have equipped right at this moment is the one I talked about, the Dragon King, being the one that saves you from a killing blow, takes up three. So the only other one I had was like being able to like pick up like time crystals, which act as like a currency of sorts in some areas, from a distance. Like they'll automatically magnetize towards you. Other ones I have include like a blessing that will increase your health. Or some that like allow you to get like an extra combo, you know, when as you're attacking. The one that you automatically can get without having to like take a space is like this little bird that tells you when there's treasure near. It reminds me a lot of like the parrot from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze that tells you where I believe it was like puzzle pieces are found or banana. I forgot what exactly it was, but I love things like that because it makes exploration a lot easier. Speaking of exploration, it does the Ubisoft thing that I like, that it gives you an option between a guided mode and an exploration-based mode. So if you don't like the map, which, you know, it starts opening up and everything, if you don't like it full of a lot of, like, icons that tell you where you've been or where you have to go, it eliminates that completely. You know what I'm saying? Which I... Genius, right? In a game like this. So someone like me who's kind of gets frustrated with backtracking a lot, I turned the guided mode on. It helped a lot. There's a lot of great accessibility features too, like, you know, changing the parry window of certain enemies, changing, you know, standard difficulty stuff down to like even the way like a high contrast mode, which again, Ubisoft's kind of like at this point like known for a lot of stuff like that. It's cool that they're able to incorporate it in like a game of this scale, which I love, right? It doesn't feel like it was just, all right, we're making a 2D game, whatever. No, like, well, let's treat it with the same care that we have our sort of like cash cows, our big, big products, right?
Yeah.
Love that. I'm trying to think what else stood out overall. I the levels are huge. There's side quests you can take on.
That surprised me. It was like I was not expecting them to really cram, even again, just in the demo, so much into this game. And also, just side note, this is not a cakewalk of a game. Like, the challenge the combat is challenging.
So look, don't obviously my word means nothing. I'm a baby when it comes to a lot of games. So I bumped this down as like easily as possible just to like make it so I can get through it, but it's hard. Again, even with like the parry window like wide open, you still gotta like pay attention. Boss fights, I think the first boss like really gave me like a hard time. You'll probably see in the video like my many attempts at like trying to like kill it. I love that they give you options for the challenges. Obviously, if you're a sadist, you'll have a good time too. There's some random like mini bosses that you can't fight, like you can't defeat, like conceivably defeat yet, that like killed me by accident. And I hate, it's like that Souls thing where you walk into a room, you get eaten by something, and then like you're like, oh well, that sucks.
You're like, oh no.
That happened to me. I got freaked out by this disgusting looking boss. I don't want to spoil that. I don't think I have video for it. But it's stuff like that. Like, I'm like, oh man, they really thought of like everything, right? And like you said, they crammed a lot of stuff in here. Again, side quests that like that really like give you a reason to like comb through everything. I assume, you know, like I said, I'm not finished with the game, but I'll probably be able to go back and, you know, complete a lot of them once I unlock like new abilities and new weapons, which I love. The main weapon you have are these two blades. You can upgrade them and buy other ones. And you also have a bow and arrow that not only like attacks enemies from a range, but it can also be used for puzzles. There are a lot of puzzles here that also like made me want to pull my hair out. Because I'm just, again, it's just one of those things where I'm bad at puzzles and games too. This has it all. It's like the most pure example of like this kind of game, right?
And I really want to stress that you are gushing about how much you're enjoying it, and this is traditionally not your jam. So right, when I say like if you already are a fan of 2D action platformers or Metroidvanias, then you need to get on this.
Like, it is maybe the Metroidvania to end right in a post. What's the last Metroid game called? What was the last Metroid game?
Metroid Dread.
In a post Dread world, this might be the thing to like, you know what I'm saying? In a way that like Mario Wonder is like the definitive like 2D platformer in a post Tropical Freeze world. This might be the definitive Metroidvania, right? In like a field that's already crowded with like indies, crowded with like the big AAA stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This might be it with all the amenities of like accessibility, right? You could in a way that you could customize it. And coming from me, again, I'm more of a straightforward platformer kind of guy. You touched on that, Finn, but I was able to like really mesh with like what this game was trying to do, right? I wasn't beating my head against the wall going all over the place. I felt like I was making progress regardless of what I did during my session, and I really, really appreciated like this game's like commitment to like making me not waste my time, if that makes. I really, really dig this game. Everything from the art style, from the actual combat, from just I talk about this a lot. Movement in games are important,
right?
Like, movement is like super duper important.
It is, and that's one thing Prince of Persia's never had an issue with, was smooth ass right. movement.
Oh man, I love this. Do you have any other questions? Is there anything else you want to know? Anything you think?
Have you beaten it?
No, like I said earlier, I'm still playing it. We'll have way more stuff like to, you know, like talking about it. I'll make sure to update you guys on my progress. But I'm still enjoying it. I'm still really, really digging it.
How long of a game would you say it is? Like, if you had to ballpark, or if you even know,
man,
because
I don't even know.
A lot of times, Prince of Persia games aren't the lengthiest of games, but sometimes Metroidvania games can kind of tack on sometimes. Like, I don't know. I'm excited. Like, I love it. Like, I don't think it's going to be a 40 hour mega game, but not every game needs to be. And in fact, games like this probably benefit from not doing that.
If this, I don't even know if this is the first true Metroidvania of this kind of caliber. I'm like a little over like 6 hours. I'm 6 hours into it now. Granted, that's over me having to capture footage, my switch clock kind of being weak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a billion different things. But if like I'm let's ballpark 6 hours, maybe cut that to like five based on like everything I just told you.
Word.
Something like that.
Look, all I know is I've been very hyped for this game since they announced it, because it's just everything I love. And then after getting my hands on it, I knew it was a must. And the fact that it was coming out so shortly from announcement, like, I don't feel like the pipeline from announcement to release has been that long. I really like that it's starting
right. Right off like strong. they were really pushing it. Like, and it felt like it's been in the conversation for a consistent while, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like a definite thing. This is like coming out, and this is quality. Like, there's confidence behind it.
Exactly. You love to see it. So good. I'm really glad you're enjoying it, dude. Like, it's if this is what brings you back into my world, then I'm thrilled.
man, you and John each have your genre. Like,
don't worry. Like, I'm still on that genre too.
But what I'm saying is like, you guys have your gateways for me. You're trying.
We are.
You're trying.
We're going to make you cool one day, buddy.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, thank you guys for listening. If you want more, if you want, you know, more about Prince of Persia and Lost Crown or other games, you know, check us out on Twitter at @OfficialSCGC and live every Thursday night on Twitch. It's Twitch/OfficialSCGC.
And and tune in to after, once the game launches and more people get their hands on it, we'll do like a proper after hours, like deep dive discussion about this game. Maybe its place in the Prince of Persia mythos. Maybe its place in the Metroidvania genre. Who knows? Possibilities are endless. More to come.
More to come. So, you know, remember, kindness costs nothing. Take care. Good night.
Wait. Before we end. We don't actually do review scores, but I like to do fake dumb review scores. So how many Prince of Persias out of, I don't know, man, something dumb. How many?
You should have cut that. No, we'll do how many, man, what's the thing from this game that I could pull from without spoiling? Oh, no, you know, we'll do how many shattered hourglasses?
There you go.
How many shattered hourglasses out of like five when I get this?
Exactly.
So far, yeah, like a definite 4, 100% based on what I played.
4.5 out of five shattered hourglasses.
Half shattered, yes.
Okay, like 100%. Also, I'm so... I don't even care. We're going to work this into the tagline of the review when we post it, okay? All right. Instead of "you drop this king," we're going to be "you drop this prince," and it's going to be a picture of the prince holding up a crown. I'm very excited.
Shouldn't you be like "you drop this like lost prince"? Oh, no, you're right. You're fine. Yours is better. Yeah,
it's all right.
All right. Let's end it on us talking about like bits.
The dumbest thing.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Good night, everybody.
Good night.